This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 618. Do this now for Reading Band 9.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn all the steps you need to take immediately in order to increase your IELTS reading score, from vocabulary lists to backwards strategies. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on in the world of Boston?
Oh, what's going on in Boston? Some technical issues here in the microphone, but what can we expect? Every once in a while that happens. How about you? What's going on in Portland, Jessica?
What's going on in Portland? It is a lovely, lovely rainy day, which is a relief. And I've been spending lots of time with friends and family lately. So yeah, I'm feeling good, man.
Good. That is good to know. That's good to know. What are we talking about today? Actually, we have a review contest going on
this
month, don't we? So cool.
We do. Guys, come leave a review for this episode, this show, this podcast. You can leave it in iTunes or Stitcher Radio, wherever you listen to the podcast. And we are having a contest, guys. So in September, at the end of September, we are going to look at all the names of the reviewers, choose one of these people, and one of you guys, one of you reviewers, will get a special invitation to come on the show to be a guest, and you could talk to me about IELTS.
Yeah, so cool. And I want to call out the people, the listeners that did leave us a review. And Jessica, these are both 5-star reviews. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you to Weiyi422 from Hong Kong. And thank you to Nazgul from Kazakhstan. Wow, we have people all over the world here. Guys, and remember, be honest in your review, because we randomly select a winner, right, to be able to come on the show. But leave us a review. Totally. We're getting towards the end of September, so it's your last chance.
Yes, guys. So pause the episode now. It just takes a couple minutes and go over and leave us a review. And then your name will be read on a future episode, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. All right. So Jessica, what are we getting into today? Are we talking about reading today?
Yes, you guys, we are talking about reading and how to understand these really tough questions. And we actually started thinking about this topic because a student in our course asked the following question. So he said, I'm doing good in listening, writing, and speaking, but my reading scores are not up to the mark. What can I do to improve my reading scores? Please suggest something. We really need to tackle this from two perspectives, guys. And the first is just you need to strengthen your overall comprehension, right? I mean, if you are around a 5.5 or a 6 in reading, you really need to strengthen the overall comprehension first. And this includes the vocabulary that you're seeing, because that's often what's standing in the way. Like, you get the keyword from the question, but then you don't know the parallel expression in the passage, and then you can't find it, right? You can't find the answer. So strengthening the overall reading. Lindsay, have you read anything great lately that you could recommend?
Oh, actually, right now, I am reading a book. It's called Following Atticus. It's a book about this man from Newburyport, Massachusetts, who hikes the Whites like 25 times. He does a crazy marathon of hiking all the top mountains over 4,000 feet. It's not the best writing in the world, but it's good enough. I think it's a novel that you guys can get into. And, you know, we don't need to be reading Shakespeare here. to get a 7 right. or higher on the exam, right? Yeah, the point is the book will pull you in because it's an adventure. And if you love animals, especially because a lot of it is about his dog and the connection between him and his dog.
Cool.
I think as long as we're looking for stuff to read that's going to pull us in and bring us back every night to that book, that is the key right there. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. And I'll tell you what I'm reading now, and then we're going to get into some step-by-step strategies for you guys. I'm reading a collection of short stories from Stephen King called The Bazaar of Bad Dreams. And this is fascinating because it collects stuff he's written over many, many years. Yeah. And so it's a huge book, but having these short stories, it's extremely consumable. You could get into it and really like connect with this story, lose yourself in this story, and be done in like half an hour, right? And then go on to your next thing. So definitely collections of short stories like this one are very motivating.
And I love that.
Reading Stephen has King to be motivating.
Great. Yes, especially Stephen King is a great writer, and I know he does so much more beyond just horror movies, right? Horror novels, and he can do so much more. And so we should dig into his non-horror stuff.
And most of these stories are not horror, you guys. I mean, most of them. It's, okay. I'm not going to talk about Stephen King because I love him so much. I will lose myself. Okay. So that's the first step, guys. Find something motivating that you enjoy reading, right? Develop these positive associations with reading. That is like such a huge first step before you even return to the test practice. So do that first, depending on how much time you have, a couple weeks, a month, really work on that positive association. Yeah. And then when you get back to doing the strategies, okay, now we are going to review a very useful activity that I constantly connect to, that I constantly link back to in various writings and advice with students when I'm working with them. There was an episode that we did a couple years ago, you guys. It's episode 312, How to Work Backwards to Get a 9 on IELTS Reading. So we're going to review that today because it is so useful. And we're going to add to that, add some steps for you guys today, so you can really make your reading practice much more effective.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, just as an overall thing to say before we jump into this, you know, we've said this on the webinars before, and I've heard this, in, you know, in the Facebook group, is that reading is the most strategic piece of the test, right?
Yes.
It's the part of the test where you need strategy the most. I think a lot of candidates are still going into the IELTS exam thinking if they can just read faster, they could get a good score on reading, but it's just not like that, guys. It's not about reading the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been asked that by students before, like, should I learn how to speed read? And I said, no, you should not. It's not going to help you. it's all about strategies, you guys. And you have heard students on this show, real three key students that have gotten 9s on reading.
And
that's because they trust the three key strategies. That's it. Reading is all about strategies. You do need to have a high level of comprehension, right? Mm-hmm. And the vocabulary. That's why that first phase we talked about is necessary. But it's all about strategies from there on out. So, guys, when you come across question types that are really hard, and I'm thinking of three question types here in particular, matching headings to paragraphs, true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, and also multiple choice. These are the most challenging question types, you guys, and they have very unique strategies. So if you are in the course, first review those strategies and do all the practices, the practice exercises for those. And there's extra for those because we know they're the toughest. So learn those strategies, review those first, and then what you're going to do is you're going to approach this from a whole different perspective, all right? Just break up these negative habits. So don't try and answer the questions first, right? Okay, so you're going to get a new reading passage, okay? You're going to write down the answers. Don't read anything. Don't look at the questions. Don't do anything. Write down the answers first and then work backwards. You're going to compare the question to the passage. You're going to see what keywords are matching. What are those parallel expressions? You're going to highlight the answer in the passage so you can see how IELTS writes this, right? I mean, they construct the questions the same day in, day out, right? Every test, guys, it is structured in the same way. The same people write these questions. Yep. So right? Figure out what they're thinking. Figure out why this is the answer and how, like, what words match. Hello, awesome listeners. Remember, we have a very special bonus just for you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach, and you will get the course that is guaranteed to increase your scores, as well as the extra bonus, how to wake up the examiner. Check it out now.
Now, when we're writing down the answers, are we going to the answers of a practice test, for example, or are we getting this in a practice book, or where are we finding the answers?
Good question. Yeah, so any practice test passage, right? Like, of course, the best are any of the Cambridge book series, okay? Mm-hmm. Even the old ones, like Cambridge One, you could get that for super cheap. You could do that. This is still going to work for this. And I mean, some things have changed on IELTS, but not all that much. So these old books, if they're more affordable, go for it. And then also, I'm going to make one recommendation of a free website. This is actually the only website I recommend for free IELTS practice. It's IELTS-exam.net. Guys, I'm going to put all of this information in the blog post for this episode. So definitely come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 618. Okay. Yes. So very useful blog post today. So get a practice passage, but you have to print it out. Okay, guys, you cannot just practice on the computer because that's not the real IELTS test. Yeah. You have to do it on the paper. Okay, yeah. So write the answers first. Do all the highlighting, the comparing, the analysis. Mm. That's the first two steps. Okay,
yes.
But we're going to add to this today.
Awesome.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is a lot of the, as I said earlier, the problem is the vocabulary, not knowing the parallel expressions, not knowing that this is what you should be matching. So as you are going through this process and continuing on when you're doing more reading practice, whenever you come across a key word that you don't know, right, that is necessary to get that answer. Probably the parallel expression in the passage. When you come across that, you're going to start a list. You're going to add to this list of parallel expressions for reading and listening in your vocab notebook. So guys, keep 3 or 4 pages of your vocab notebook just to keep track of these words, because stuff is repeated on IELTS, right? As I said, it's like the same people writing the questions, right? They have to adhere to styles. So this stuff will be repeated.
Yeah, I love it. So going backwards, but we'll get stuck. I love the idea of working backwards from the answer because it's kind of a hack. It's a way to see into the test and see the patterns behind the test. But where we can get stuck is if we don't realize there are connections between certain terms, and that's where the vocab comes in. That's where the vocab notebook comes in. Yeah, love it.
Exactly. And you know, this idea of working backwards, as I said, I have referred to this strategy again and again with students, and it helps so much. But I think, guys, you could take this further. You could take this hack to anything. Mm-hmm. You could look at model answers, right, for speaking and writing and think about why they scored highly. Same for listening. Multiple choice questions are always the toughest. Yes. Do this for those as well. Work backwards. Write the answers first. Compare it with the audio script. Think about why they're the answers, right? What is the vocab that you need to get that one right?
Love that idea. So cool. Okay. Is there anything else then that we want to add to this strategy today? Or is that the key right there, is writing down our problem words?
Yeah. These are the two keys, guys. Like, work backwards, right? Follow every step. You're going to have to listen to this episode a couple times, I think, or just come back to the blog. I'll type it all out there. Episode 618. And then adding those 4 pages to your vocab notebook. And remember, guys, you have to be reviewing that vocab notebook 2 to 3 times a week in order to really internalize these new words.
The vocab notebook is a huge part of the course too, guys. In the course, we show you, we get you started on how to create that vocab notebook, and we'll be adding more resources soon about how to go deeper with your notebook, because it seems like a very important part. A lot of students are really creating that notebook, which we love. We love that.
It's huge. It's fantastic. And again, like, that is one of the most amazing things about our course, is if we do see questions that a lot of students have, we could be like, okay, well, let's make something for them.
Yes. Right?
Like, and we could just like add it to the course in a week. Yep. And then all of these students are helped.
Very
so like, it's so dynamic.
It's so good, guys.
Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS for the most up-to-date current practice that is out there.
Oh, but don't forget though, Jessica, we have a special bonus only for podcast listeners. Remember, we have our, yes, we have, guys, if you guys are listening to this show and you are ready to get into the step-by-step system, we have prepared a very special bonus video and guide just for you. It's not available anywhere else. If anyone comes from different directions into the course, they don't get it, just you. So guys, to get that, well, Jessica, what is that? What is that special video and guide that they get?
Guys, this is amazing. And oh, this is so exciting. It's only for podcast listeners. Yes. So you get this video and guide about how to wake up the examiner. It's all focused on the speaking exam, how to use specific vocabulary, which is in there, guys, you get the vocab, but also your voice as far as pronunciation. And it's not just general guidelines, like be expressive. Mm-hmm. Like you get the examples and right, real step-by-step, like how do you do this on the speaking exam. So again, you can't get this anywhere else, guys.
I love it. Yeah, there are specific practice activities in there too. I was just reviewing the guide yesterday and it tells you exactly how to take it to the next level and practice. So guys, there's two ways to get in and grab this bonus. If you want our basic course, which gives you immediate access 24/7 to our online learning platform, including our strategies and our videos, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. That's B-A-S-I-C. And Jessica, where can they go if they want personal coach training, two meetings with you included in their course?
Yes. So guys, invaluable. These lessons with me on Skype. Go to allearsenglish.com/coach. Great. And then you get these classes with me and also that amazing bonus.
Great. So those are your two option guys, two different levels of the course, allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right.
Awesome.
Jessica, this has been a great episode today. I'm glad we talked about reading because it is so important to know strategy. But we've seen in our course, students make the biggest progress jumps in reading because they're using the strategies. Love it.
Oh, so many nines. I mean, like, and not just like one band point increase, right? Like
at
least a band point increase, if not two bands or more.
It's amazing. Amazing. Love it. All right. Well, we'll be back on here very soon. Jessica, thanks for hanging out today on the show. It's been fun.
All right, Lindsay, have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.